you're new and a new listener or a newbie, just listen to our program. We'll be doing some sample healings for you. Work instantaneously, and we'll do the first one here for the date today. And people wonder why we do a healing or a clearing for the date. Well, remember, you're connected to keywords, key numbers. You know, people see numbers on their clocks all the time if they're digital. You know, 10-10, 11-11. These are your tracking numbers by the aliens. That's why you see them all the time. And some people go, I don't believe in that. Well, you really want to know what time it is. So the remote controlling your whole body, your neck, your head, and move your eyes around, and they look down, and you say, oh, man, I'm seeing 11-11 again. What does that mean? So you start looking up stuff on the net, maybe what does 11-11 mean, and, you know, they'll tell you something, some nice spiritual information there, but it's just an alien tracking number, meaning that they have you hooked up, and so they're validating that, and that's why you're seeing that number all the time, or it could even be, you know, names of streets, possibly, or license plate, letters, numbers. So what you start seeing all the time is how they have you. And what are they doing to you? I can't tell you, but that's what they use. So let's clear the date today, and today happens to be double eights on it. So we got 8-8-2016. This is the Monday program, the Healing Highway. So here we go, 8-8-2016, I'll count to 10 to clear this energy off of you. Kind of take your body, kind of recognize your body now and see how it feels, you know, after we get done with this. So you may feel a little bit lighter. Releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. If you have it up, just go to Creation Lightship Healing, bring up a light beam, or go to the BBS homepage that we have, and it's on there. We'll bring in peace energy to you. So all we can do is give you peace. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now, if you have a situation going on, maybe you have a physical pain or something, or, you know, you've connected yourself with somebody's drama, traumas, or maybe it's your drama and trauma right now that's bothering you, we're going to help you get that released from you. I can take away that one particular alien program. Remember, you're living alien programs as you're not in the now. So here we go. Getting rid of that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do another one here. So just think of another situation or the same one. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's turn it over to Ann here to see if she has any information. We can do anything going on with the date today, being 8-8, anything in back history or her story going on out there?
So far, all I've gotten in are is that, you know, the reminder that it's the Crazy Eights Day today. And I know that that's a card game kids play, Crazy Eights. And maybe we should free us of that word crazy. And I can look up real quick and see if there's something important in history today that we...
I'll clear the crazy eight.
Yeah.
So here we go. You're associated with that somehow. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3. Well, that is heavy. Oh, really? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Releasing it more from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay, just see how you're doing now. You might feel a little lighter. So back to you with the crazy eights. Wow, interesting.
Okay, I found something else, Ron. I don't know if you want to take a minute first. I could go over to some emails, but it's the anniversary of President Nixon resigning his office. And that was a pretty big thing. That's the first thing that came up on this website about the history of the day, the big picture of Richard Nixon.
Okay, well, I'll release that energy. Let's see. So it all depends how you're connected to that. So let's see here. If you have any judgments on it, you're connected. So I'm going to release that here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, dear. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go. Interesting. I'm just looking at numbers here. And there's an organization, not knowing what it is, because I can't see it, but it has the numbers 100F. I don't know if that's one of the Masonic type of energies, you know, I don't know. Or some, you know, something out there, but 100F. They have that out on the side of the building here. Oh, behind me is a Masonic, you know, temple, but this one here is different. So I don't know who uses 100F, but let's clear that, because that might affect you. Remember, you're dealing with your past, and it's your ancestors' thoughts and beliefs that you're dealing with, which means that you're living their lives, and everything is with you. That's why you have unexplained fears and traumas and dramas going on, because you don't know what they've experienced. So here we go. Let's release the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, somebody just wrote in to share that 8 is a magic number in Chinese lore. So that might affect people too. And then, you know, the sideways, if you turn the 8 sideways, that's the infinity symbol. So the actual number digit, you know, has some meanings. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, if you'd like to send us a message during the show or at any time, you can click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page, or you can send in an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I just want to announce again, too, that if you want Ron to read your email, you need to send it to creationlightship@yahoo.com. Ron never goes into the clsquestions@yahoo.com. He could. You're welcome to, Ron. But basically just the co-hosts and our administrator read those. So if it's something you want read on the radio or you have a question about a healing, that's where you send it. And if it's something personal and you want Ron to read it, it goes to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And Ron does, in fact, read his emails. Right, Ron?
Yeah, it may not be exactly the same day that you send it, but yeah, I do read them.
Right.
So the pressing on the 8, you know, on the infinity sign, I guess I get you coming and going. You know?
And yeah, there you go.
Down, upside down timeline, they get you one way and the other. Boy, aren't they smart? It makes it sound so great, the infinity, you know, sign, you know, whatever that would be in metaphysics, you know, is the wonderful sign of. They might tie it into oneness, since infinity is contains everything, I guess. I don't know. That's the light of the darkness stuff. So, remember, in source energy, oneness doesn't exist, because you're not oneness with anything, because you're separate. That's the whole thing that you need to realize, and the main difference with source energy versus the light of the darkness is that nothing is connected, corded, and has no memory of the past or the future. It's strictly in the present moment, and what happened in one present moment is not attached to the past. Just like your life would be here, where you have your Akashic records, that they call, you know, the history of the planet and you and everything else and your soul family and all this stuff. And then you have your natal chart, which is what the aliens put on you before you're born so that they know what you're going to be doing in this lifetime. If you choose to, you know, go by that, then most people have no choice. But you do go by something, and that's normally what they want you to do. But in source energy, that doesn't, none of that stuff exists. There's no higher self, lower self, anything else. It's just oneness and source energy, and the oneness is you. You're one with yourself. And so anything that's outside of yourself is not source energy. So back to you.
Okay. We have a couple of questions about vortexes, Ron, and you did a wonderful vortex removal call for us this past Saturday. And one listener wants to know, are vortexes transmitters between aliens to us and us to them?
Well, it's a connection to us. So just think of a vortex or a stargate or whatever, somehow, some way that energy can travel. And it's like an energetic cording, so it can go both directions. So I guess you could look at a vortex as being something that could be pretty small or it could be very large. And then, you know, there's different words for these things. And, you know, a stargate would be typically an energy that would be going someplace to another planet. But a vortex may not be doing that. It could go from an alien ship to you. So, anyway, it's they're all bad because you know nothing about them. And when you start to do that, then you're actually going into energies and you don't know where you're going because you don't have that consciousness. Remember, all the stuff is put in place by the aliens, and they're a lot smarter than we are here. And they have technologies that outsurpass ours. And they did give us our technologies, but they don't want to give us everything. So anyway, plus, you know, where do you go? And what are you connected to? Most people would like to know where they're going. You know, why get kidnapped going someplace, you know? So, and being held hostage. So back to you.
Right, and somebody else asked if, vortexes are connected to timelines. And, you know, you've basically already answered that question. And also, you have given us permission to add in, to after we do a timeline crash, to also clear the same issue of vortexes. And I'm just looking at it now. Also, on the new timeline crash, you have satellite transmission disconnection, of course, planet disconnection, a lot of things. I'm just checking for if it doesn't say stargates or whatever that other thing was, portals. But it's pretty thorough, and you've said we can put in vortexes on the timeline crash, so that's great. I mean, the person wants to know, are vortexes connected to timelines? And probably everything's connected to timelines, right, Ron?
Well, yeah, that's the timeline is your parallel lifetimes. And so a timeline is where you go or that's how you're manifested when you're not in the now. So when you're not in the now, then you have to be on a parallel life, which is a timeline, which means that you're in darkness. So parallel life, timelines, that's all dark energies, because you're not in the present moment. When you're in the present moment, then you're in source energy. That's why we do the mind-to-heart drop at the end of each program. And 20 seconds, you're in the present moment, and you're in what we call the now. And the now is when time has, we'll say, theoretically stopped for you on that particular timeline that you're living on. So they can take that timeline that you're living on, if you're not in the now, and copy and paste that and produce more timelines, especially if you get hurt or you're emotional, and now you're doing that same thing over and over and over again, and the aliens are getting energy from you, emotional energy, and or pain energy. So once you start to catch on and you start understanding a little bit more and more, you're going to realize that, you know, you've kind of been duped here by practitioners doing things for you, taking you out of the now and putting you on timelines because they're doing a special energetic attunements to you from the masters or whatever. And all those are darkness energies because they don't exist in the now. So back to you.
Okay. Go back to our emails now. Okay, is there anything else planetary, Ron, perhaps that we need to be cleared of today, like the moon, since it's Monday, moon day?
Yeah, we can do that, sure. We can clear the moon energy up, everybody listening. Here we go. Releasing the moon energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that would be the moon that we typically see. And we only typically see one side of the moon. And so we'll do the back side of the moon now. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there we go. And is the moon, you know, what's on the moon? Anyway, won't get into that. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have a couple of testimonials. Is there anything else, Ron, about the eights, though, that we need to clear possibly? Any other? I feel like that's done. What do you think?
Yeah, the eight field is done.
Good.
And, you know, that infinite sign upside down and backwards, other than the zero or the O,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's another one that could probably catch you. And then the two O's, that tells what it is, you know.
Right. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. So someone wrote in, thanks for the birthday party yesterday. That's referring to the Saturday Night Live on the Lightship call, which is always wonderful. Of all the BBS shows, it's really good to get on that one live. It's at 7 p.m. on Radio Station 2 on BBS. So they're saying thank you for the birthday party. And then as regarding the vortex clearing, I was super tired when I got on, and I just kept feeling better. The first time you did one sample vortex clearing on the seat where we're sitting on, I felt a big difference. So that was a month or more possibly ago, Ron, that you did that as a sample on the show one day. Thank you for all you do. And also, could we get vortexes from other people?
Boy, that's a good one. I would say probably not. Only because it has to have somebody attaching it to you. And maybe after they attach it, it's gone. You know, they're gone. They're just taking the energy out. So it'd be something doing a conscious energy in order to do that to you. Naturally, if they're getting mileage off you because you're connected with somebody, a friend or something, then, yeah, more than likely they could probably do that and hook you up to a vortex. But that would only be because you're hooked up to somebody else. So, back to you.
Okay. Another testimonial about the Saturday call, Ron. What an amazing call, Ron. I feel a space bubble around me, like time slowed down. The charged waters felt very nourishing and supportive to the clearings. I also felt deep release from the temples and also the crown chakra. It was very heavy at first. I was feeling very sleepy in the beginning, The call felt heavy. The past few days, I feel like my body needs to catch up to all those releases.
Yeah, that can happen. Your body can get a healing, and then all of a sudden, you know, you may have a problem with the body catching up with the clearing. Yeah, so that can happen. Maybe not all the time, but, you know, remember your body has to integrate a change. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, this is an interesting question. I just found and started saying, I command my spirit and body to be only on the creation lightship now timeline of light. Could you explain exactly how it impacts us? Does it help remove us from timelines?
Yes, it can. Definitely it can.
And when this woman, listener, says she found it, on an archive, a BBS radio station archive, I'm sure, and I believe that we also have a recording of you saying that, Ron, for people, which is wonderful. So I believe that's what they mean. Okay. Somebody has a question, Ron. How many words can we put into the keyword intercept at one time?
One word at a time.
Okay. And I guess the amount of time depends. You know, like I timeline crashed something I had a dream about, brought up a memory, I should say, and I timeline crashed the dream and the memory of an incident. And then I just had no idea, is that finished or not? I did it for 8 hours. And then I just thought to myself, well, I'll just leave it alone. I did all parts of it, you know, the different sections. And then in the next few weeks, it'll either come back as a memory again or not. And if it doesn't, I'll assume anyway that I'm off those timelines.
That's really the best
you can do, right? So it'd be the same with a word that you're clearing. Obviously, there's a reason a word came to your attention, and you're going to do it. So just put it in for as much time as you can guess. You think it's okay, and then over the next few days and weeks, just test out, is this gone from me now, or, you know? I don't know how
else
to.
Okay. Yeah, I think you nailed it there. Yeah, you just do it as long as you can. You know, maybe, like as you said, maybe, 8 hours or so, and just see how your body's responding. You might have an ache or pain leave you. So, and then see if that reoccurring thought or dream or vision or whatever you're dealing with recycles. If it recycles, then you need to do more.
Right, right. Okay. Next question we have, Ron. Please discuss how to care for our objects after we activate them. For example, does something lose its charge if someone else touches it?
It could. Normally, when you do your activations on things, you're just bringing peace energy into it. So you're taking away what was in it as far as contamination or somebody's thought energy. And then from there, it gets neutralized. And, you know, it's going to give you peace energy. You could probably do something where, if you're missing something, you know, like a mineral or something like that, you might be able to energize it with that. But it'll be what your body needs, not necessarily what you think it needs. Remember, that's what happens when people send out energy to people, like they want to send them good thoughts or whatever, you think it's great vibrations. Well, what's going along with that is all the emotions of someone else for that person, along with what they're thinking that they think you need. And your body is being psychically attacked, so you need to realize the difference. You never want to send anybody any type of energy because, you know, you're going to be harming them. You know, to just think how powerful the mind is. It can bend spoons and stuff and move objects. And here people are sending thoughts to people, especially in prayer circles, you know, heaven forbid, you know, doing that stuff to people. is going to contaminate them. And the more they're going to be even worse off than what they were. They may have a slight improvement maybe because the dark side wants to show the practitioner or the people that something is working, but what did you actually give them? You're giving them mind energy. You know, you want to get out of mind energy. That's what we talk about all the time. You don't want to deal with mind energy. That's why you're still here, because you believe the wrong thing and thought the wrong thing. So you got caught up in judgment. That's all mind energy. So back to you.
Okay. So the other night on a show, you explained that, well, you always talk about emotions, that we want to clear our emotions and not be emotional. And someone wrote in that they were feeling a lot of compassion, and you cautioned against that, saying, you know, basically it's just I'm emotional. But so someone wrote in to say passion is suffering, so compassion is more suffering, which she looked that up in the dictionary, and that makes sense. I never really thought before that the root of compassion is passion, and that can mean suffering.
Yeah. And good that take a word and go maybe like three words above the word in a dictionary and maybe three words after.
Mm-hmm.
And you may get a different meaning of that. We mentioned about clearing vortexes off the seat that you're sitting on, a chair or whatever. So let's do that right now. So here we go. So releasing that energy from you. That's corded you, connected you. So here we go. I'll count to probably 20 to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. It's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So, since I'm having throat stuff, some people may have throat issues with some type of energetic vortex on your throat. So, let's do the throat now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'm yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. So we'll just see how people are sensing, feeling this energy here. I mean, you don't know what you don't know until you find out that, yeah, wow, what am I hooked up to? And how did I get hooked up? You know, what did you do to get hooked up? Or does someone else hook you up? That's why we have the dark side practitioner clearing and the curse of sense and spells. Because when people think of you, then they're giving you a psychic attack, like putting a spell on you. So that's why you don't want to have people do things to you, for you, especially against your free will. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody sent in a testimonial of a quite extraordinary release that they had. It's quite a long email, so I can't read the whole thing, but thank you very much, listener, and Ron did get this as well. You did, a month ago possibly, and I think it was another Saturday night show, you took us to a golden planet, and so this person is calling in to thank you and say that was quite a spectacular event for them. First of all, there was something like golden in their eyes. After you cleared our eyes, they were seeing the gold, I guess. And then, let me see if she's also appreciating you for clearing our baptism. I guess you did a baptism clearing last year on a show, even though that is also a healing available on your website. But then apparently this person was very locked into the Christian church, and even though they weren't really involved, I'm sorry, they weren't really overly involved in their opinion in the Christian church, which is what makes this even more interesting. So after that show, and let me just find the line, a whole like energy that was on her, in her, she just saw it leave, and it was a crucifix. So that's pretty amazing from a sample that you did on the show. Well, I guess actually that was when you took us to the light ship. She's just saying it's amazing to her that she had this happen, because she knows the story, you know, Jesus was martyred for our sins, et cetera, but she didn't never felt that, you know, hooked up to it. And something actually left her body, and she could see it leave in the shape of a crucifix.
Yeah, very interesting.
What that made me think, Ron, is that things like, you know, this person is probably more sensitive to energies, so she sees things more than say, I do, or I know many people don't either, but because I would say the same thing about my life. I was religious. I was raised in a religion to a point, but it wasn't a big, big deal in my life. But it's probably worse than I think.
Yeah, you don't know what your ancestors, remember, you're living the life of your ancestors. And so what do they believe? And all that belief is with you. And it can, you know, resurface instantly when you activate something. And is it going to be something that's good? Remember, if it's an energy that's stored inside of you, it's there to work in duality. And then it works with both ends of the stick. It could be good or bad, and then reverse itself out because your body wants to seek balance. So it's not good to have anything that's in judgment. And something that's in duality would be in judgment. That's why source energy doesn't communicate, because it would have to have a vocabulary and work with mind energy, which the aliens gave you, and you'd be out of peace. You wouldn't have any peace. Because as vocabularies change and words mean different things, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you could be having a situation going on, and you think that it's great because you're using the positive words, and it's really a negative one that may have been done 200 years ago. The word may have meant something different. And you're connected to that. That's why source energy does not communicate verbally or in your mind or anything else. It's just peace energy. And the more you clean yourself out, the more peaceful you get, because then you're using the energy of your spirit, which is your own source energy, because you can't go to source, and that's all that you have is that with you. So it's in you, through you, and you need to connect to your spirit. And by doing so, clearings that you have to get rid of the darkness that's inside of you from the mind energies, the better off you are, and the more you're going to have brighter eyes, because as you get brighter eyes, your spirit's coming to the forefront. So people say, well, where's my spirit? You know, my eyes are all dulled out and glossed over. You know, I spoke pot in the early days, you know, for 10 years straight, and my eyes don't sparkle anymore. Well, you forced your spirit out of your body. Do some clearings. Maybe it'll start to return. And normally if your eyes are glossy, then you have entities in you. So do entity clearings, because your spirit cannot and will not come into you if you have entities. So the whole thing is, you know, you have to be responsible for your body temple. And it's never too late. Just do clearings to get rid of the stuff from the past. And do some of the basic clearings that we have. But if your eyes are glossed over, then you know that your spirit energy is very, very, very low. And you want to get that back to you. And it could be outside of your body, but it can't come in when the different areas in your body, your cells are clogged up full of darkness. And the energetic bodies that you have go over into your physical body, and that's why your eyes are dark or glossed over. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I would like you to talk a little bit about the entity clearing, because it always has been, but it's in your top five most important clearings to do. And I wonder, you know, we've had a lot of new people, and I wonder if people understand how important it is to be free of entities and how I don't know what the right word is to use, how they're everywhere and they can, are affecting us. If you're unaware, I don't know how people who are unaware can get through their lives if they don't understand entities. I mean, they're just everywhere. For me, that's my experience. It's unbelievable. If I didn't have that entity clearing, I don't know how I'd get through the day.
Yeah, so what happens is entities come into you according to what you're thinking. And remember, they need energy, and you're the host. And so you being a host, let's say that you think about, man, I'm going to go out and get some French fries right now. You know, you want to eat French fries. So you will probably collect at the places you go to, maybe one of the fast food stores will say, places, you know, you walk in there and you want to get French fries. Well, there could be a bunch of people that love French fries that you can't see. Remember, the entities are emotional bodies. And maybe they just love eating French fries. You go in there and maybe the one that's in you wanted French fries and it wants to meet with his buddies down at, the local French fry store. And all of a sudden now, they hop into your body, your eyes start to get glossed over, and you start picking up more entities. Now, naturally, they'll run your life. And what happens when they run your life, then you don't know what you've done because you have no recall. It doesn't get recorded because they have all the information. And that's why when you ask people or maybe something happens in some situation, they say, why did you do this or something like that or... You know, somebody gets too much to drink or whatever, and they say, you know, you did this, and you go, no, I didn't do that. Well, the one that's conscious now that's no longer intoxicated will say, yeah, I didn't do that. They didn't do that. Entities did that. There's no justification or way that you can hold an entity responsible because now they're in somebody else. So the quickest way to get entities would be to walk into a hospital. That's the first thing. You'd be getting people's body parts and people who've died or go to a graveyard. A lot of those I've cleared out, the graveyards, but they're still there. And right away, they're going to be attached to you. So if you go into one of the 12-step programs where there's a lot of people who have a condition or something, well, they're going to be bringing in entities. Look at their eyes. So that's the quickest way. You go, I don't know what Ron's talking about. Well, just go visit one of those places, you know, one of the 12-step programs. Find out where they are. They're everywhere, you know. Just call up a Chamber of Commerce and say, yeah, I want to check AA out or something, you know. Or I guess it's NA for drugs. And just still see you want to visit one and go in there and look at the people's eyes. They're going to probably all be glossed over. And that means it's full of entities because the drugs kicked out their spirit. It's just very, very simple. So if you want to know what it's like, just look at those people and who are they talking about? What are they talking about? They want to get rid of their addiction or whatever. Well, that's one entity talking. Maybe the other 50 don't want to get rid of the addiction, but the one does. And that's the whole process. So as long as their eyes are glossed over, they're not home. Something else is running their body, and the body's a host. And so entities are all around. Dark side somehow doesn't allow that entity to go to the earth spirit to take it away. That's how it got created through the emotional body. And it has like a mind of its own, and it looks for like problems, like kind, like situations. And, it'll flock to you or they'll flock to you just for having a situation going on in your life. And then once they leave, then all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel a little different. I feel a little lighter. I don't have all these thoughts about doing something weird that I've never done before in my life because they'll give you their life story. They have their life story with them. They want to use your body to do whatever they choose to do because they're in control of it. Much stronger than your spirit. So back to you.
And I just wanted to add that... Yes, you have cleared out a lot of graveyards, and you've said that, but you've also said, but people keep dying on this planet. And I think it's wonderful that if someone close to you passes away, you have given us the option of clearing their emotional body, which is basically what becomes an entity or a ghost. And if you know someone, especially if they're, you know, someone who used to pray a lot, or they might have a belief set about the afterlife and make that happen for them, like they believe they can come back and talk to their family, they might be doing that. And you could free yourself and your other family members up from that if you do that emotional release for deceased loved ones, emotional release. And then, of course, even more important in a way is the deceased loved one's spiritual barcode removal, so they can be put into quarantine on Creation Lightship. Okay. Someone's asking, do we put the free alien attack removals that we do onto the New Earth transport?
Yeah, because those clearings will bring bad parts of you. So whenever you do a clearing and you get more of your body back, physical body back, and you get your spirit back. Remember, you could be running a lot of clone parts in you, but that's what we do on the expos and stuff. That's what we have called, to get rid of these clone replica parts of you. And so each time you bring back more of yourself, you want to claim that so that your body becomes more whole. So that's the reason why you do that. And that way, when ascension time happens, you will be able to regain all the energies, spirit and physical body energies that you have regained and recouped, and that was found and discovered, we'll say, and it's starting to make you more whole and complete. So that's why you need to do that, yes.
Right. The only ones you don't have to put in the New Earth transport are the ones Ron does live, either on the shows or on the live healing calls. So they're automatically sent there for you. Okay, Ron, another question. I believe they're referring to after the vortex clearing on Saturday. To keep clear, they're thinking to use the harmonic frequency and or the light infusion healing chamber clearing, but do you suggest any other healings?
Never really thought about that. Yeah, boy. Okay. I just don't know what to say, you know, to keep... I don't know. Remember, it sounds like what you're asking is, can you have a clearing to prevent the aliens from doing something to you? But no, you know. So you can't do that. All you can do is, you know, kind of like find out what they've done to you and get it off of you. Remember, the aliens don't care what they do to you. They don't ask your permission. And so by not asking your permission means they can do whatever they would like to do. And unfortunately, that's where we are here. We're on a prison planet living. The planet does have light. But the aliens have taken it over. It's getting better, but still, you know, they're here. So as far as what to do with the vortex that could be attached to you, you know, like we mentioned, go into maybe you could mention that clearing, and you may be able to release some of that vortex from you. But as far as doing something so that they don't come on you ever again, no. You know, you're not in charge of the thoughts of the aliens, what they want to do to you. So we don't have that rule book, you know, that guidebook and how they're going to do anything to you. So far, all you can do is protect yourself by doing clearings once you get attached by something. So back to you.
Okay, someone wrote in, could you please do the 8 or the infinity symbol as a signs and symbols clearing? And then they go on to say, of course, we have a whole life signs and symbols clearing on the website. And then if someone feels the need to keep clearing that, they can do it on there if they have the unlimited. But so they're asking if you could do a sample of that symbol.
Okay, this will be a symbol clearing of the infinity sign. So here we go. I'll count to 20 again here. Normally I count to five, but this feels pretty heavy. So here we go. One, two. Well, it's only heavy because it's attached to so many people. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. Better do some more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. That feels better. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, someone has a question here about some friends of theirs that seem to have animal spirits in them that are wreaking some havoc. Can you talk about that a bit?
Well, humans go into animals. Some lady who had a YouTube up of different dogs and maybe cats or something. I saw it, I don't know, a long time ago. It was quite interesting. Humans will go into animals, but I have not at this time yet seen, animals go into humans. But aliens go into humans. So, that's something else, too. But I haven't seen an animal go into a human yet. I'm not saying that doesn't exist, but I have not seen that. Everybody probably has known somebody or they had an animal that they go, man, this thing acts like a person, And it could be that. Or maybe it's an emotional body, doing that. But the other one would be a spirit going into the animal because their eyes look different. So I would probably venture to say that maybe the person died and they liked their dog a lot and they saw the aliens coming to get them going down that long white light tunnel where they're giving you the picture of Jesus and Mother Mary and whatever religious icon you believed in at the time. Maybe it was a rabbit's foot or something. And maybe you said, I don't want to go there. And then you hopped into your dog. So they hopped into their dog. And now they're in their dog. And so they could hop into other dogs, too. But normally, it would typically be an emotional body. And that's what happens when, you can have a dog, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the dog becomes mean and bites somebody. And you go, wow, what happened? That dog never bit anybody. Well, something hopped into the dog at that moment. And maybe at that point, the dog didn't like that person, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say what. Maybe, there could be many reasons, but that's typically, there's something going on with the dog and a person. So maybe the entity saw the person as maybe somebody that they didn't like. Maybe it kind of looked familiar. Dogs are very limited. In fact, if you have a dog and you just want to just watch them change personalities quickly, put like a mask on or a hat on and walk into your house, and the dog will start barking at you because it doesn't recognize you until you start talking, and then it'll have to, do maybe a triple take. And if you take your wig off or hat off or mask off, then it'll know that it's you. Then it's perfectly fine. But they don't necessarily look at psychic energies that much when they see something physical. Now, something that's invisible, they could go off on barking all the time, chasing something. To just look at cats. The cats will just start looking at everything once in a while in a room. You could be watching TV and the cat's tracking something walking on your wall. And you go, uh-oh, what's it seeing, And most people don't want to even comprehend that one or even try to figure that one out or look at it because it might scare them. But there are things, that these dogs and cats see that you don't see whatsoever. So back to you.
Well, I remember being at years ago, a New Age workshop, and the guy said, oh, when you go home, your pets may not recognize you. So they were probably doing, that was all alien, of course, and they were probably doing something to us. And he was preparing us, your pets won't know you.
Ugh. Holy very cow. Disturbing. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to put an alien signature inside of the body. Wow.
Yeah. And of course, selling it, like, literally and figuratively, like it was something good.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, this is great. Yeah, you're going to love this. You're going to love this here. If your dog bites you, it's okay. You're evolving spiritually.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, you're so much more evolved now.
Oh. Yeah, you're more evolved. Whereas, but the pain's a good sign.
I just want to remind everyone that Ron has generously said any whole life healing you've bought for yourself, you can then do for free for your pet. So if you have anything going on with your pets, and then someone wrote in, too, we have that light infusion healing for animals that you've given us, Ron. If anyone doesn't have those, there are three that's clone to light, animal clone to light, and alien to light clearings that aren't available on the website, but they are free if you request them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I think most people have those, but if you don't, and if you're listening newly, you can do that. So that's a really good suggestion. Someone wrote that in to do that for your animals. And, animal light infusion. And then those of native cultures believe we have animal spirits with us. I remember a long time, I remember a psychic telling me, oh, you've got a lion with you and different things years ago, too. Is what's going on there?
Well, somebody's given that to you, or it could be in your body genetics or something, and you're bringing forth something that recognizes maybe your psychic billboards. All different things could happen where that could be the case. So that could be true, as like some type of protection energy, you know, as a belief system. And
right.
It could ward off, you know. So I wouldn't say that's really bad, only if it goes into your body, if it hops into you. You know, you don't want to turn into some kind of monster.
Okay,
so
interesting.
Give yourself as a protector. That's great. You know, some people, you know, their dog might die, and often they feel the dog next to them, you know, walking, and it's there because it wants to be with you. I mean, nothing's wrong with that. But I will say, we're talking about entities, and I guess our show's got to end in that minute or two. But, you know, if you haven't looked at the YouTube, the barking cat, that's very funny. If anybody has seen anything else on YouTube, we'd love to be able to tell people about something that's strange with animals, but the barking cat's a good one. So, Anne, do you have anything to add before we do the Mind to Heart drop?
No, I think we're set. I always forget that this show we have to end at 5 of. We get more time on the weekends. But so thank you all. We got through a lot of emails today, even though there's still more. But thank you all, listeners. And the next show is Wednesday at 7 p.m. on also Radio Station 1. And tomorrow is the first of Ron's weekday calls. That starts at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And Tuesday is the cording removal call. Well, Ron will take cords off us for an hour or sometimes even more. If you can join us, that's $20, and you can sign up for it on the website.
Okay, everybody, so let's do the Mind Heart drop. So if you want to say out loud naturally, you don't want to think it because then you're in darkness. So right away you know, uh-oh, you know, my thoughts are in darkness. Yep, aliens gave you mind. So you want to get into this reality. So you want to say out loud, and you can whisper it too. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. You can do a less if you like after you do it for a while. But here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You might feel the energy leaving your head going into your heart now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So you should be at peace now. This takes away wasting your time meditating, because you can be conscious and be in the present moment. So do this 20 seconds. You're there. Do it whenever you wish. And get a timer. Do it every hour if you can. And you're going to feel very good. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, co-host. Thank you, ladies. Bye, everyone.